If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we are continuing with the summer concert series. And tonight, we're taking you all the way back to June 25th, 1962. And we're visiting a little club at 2901 Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley, California, a coffee house called Subo. And interestingly, only 4 months after this record is made, Subo would close down and become a blues club called Jabberwock, which would actually be a place where a number of great artists would record as well. So you're across the street, essentially, from University of California, Berkeley, which in a few years is going to be the epicenter of the anti-war movement. And you have a very special group in town tonight. It's led by a guitar player named Wes Montgomery. We're going to talk about him in just a few minutes. And he's joined on the front line by the hard-driving tenor giant, Johnny Griffin, on the tenor saxophone. But then he's also joined by a very interesting rhythm section. Because this rhythm section had recorded a live album just a year previously across the bay at the Blackhawk. And it's Miles Davis's rhythm sections, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And they're all coming together to play behind Wes Montgomery. Now, Wes Montgomery is an interesting figure because he, believe it or not, and you're going to hear him tonight, and you're going to hear that technique that he has, can't read music, teaches himself to play orally, and he develops a certain sort of style that is much more single note centered. And so in that way, becomes part of the avant-garde movement of guitar players at the time who are moving the guitar away from being the rhythm instrument into more of a solo instrument. You think of people like Jim Hall, you think of people like Grant Green, and of course, Wes Montgomery. I don't think there's any question that technically the most gifted was Wes Montgomery. And the fact that he couldn't read music is just that much more interesting across the board. Start off with a song called SOS. This is an album called Full House. So we're actually listening tonight to the complete Full House recordings, recorded live at Subo in Berkeley, California. Considered by many to be one of the top jazz live jazz albums, and you can hear why. Really exciting group altogether. Great rhythm section. Johnny Griffin, of course, an incredible tenor player who also has, if you remember from him on this show, or if you're a fan of his. You know, he's known as a hard bop style tenor, and so we think of that sort of giant tenor sound and that big sound that he has and that kind of soulful approach that he has. But the hard bop thing should not be forgotten because he is technically quite a masterful player himself. And then this great rhythm section. So everybody coming together to play, and it's a series of songs, some of which are original, some of which are sort of old classics, but the one that we heard tonight, SOS, that started us off was actually a Wes Montgomery original. Coming up next, we're going to do two in a row. We're going to hear a song called Full House, which is the title track for this album, and then I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. And again, Full House, another song written by Wes Montgomery. So just to give you a sense of the artistry of this musician, listen for his technique. Listen to how he plays with what is, without question, at this time in 1962, the number one rhythm section in jazz. And then listen to how this group comes together, because it is a tight group and they push each other and they play beautifully as an ensemble, and then the solo work is absolutely masterful. Here now, Full House, followed by I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, both right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. Pretty, wasn't it? We just heard two in a row. We started off with Full House, the title for this track and for the album, actually, from the complete Full House recordings live at SIBO. And then I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. It just like nothing extravagant. You know, I mean, you heard in the first song in Full House the sort of just driving energy of the group and the technical virtuosity and all the pieces that come with it. And you're going to hear that again in just a second. But with I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, just subtle, understated, elegant, no tenor sax, just the guitar. I think it's just a very classic kind of treatment of that song, and very pretty. And again, like, you have a guy who's playing with the best rhythm section in jazz. He can't read music, and that's how he's operating with them. Like, the gift is incredible. The genius there is incredible. And we're going to hear it again in a second. Coming up next, we're going to do two tracks, and we're going to end with a slower one. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to break it up. We're going to just do one track, and then I'm going to come back and do two. Next song, we're going to do a song called Blue and Boogie. And some of you may know it, of course. It's a, I won't call it a jazz standard, but it's a Dizzy Gillespie composition. And covered by many people. This is a fun little track. You're going to like this one because this group really takes off. Like, they really fly on this one, and we get a chance to hear them stretch out and have some fun. It's just sort of an unrestrained joy, and you're going to hear Wynton Kelly playing beautifully, and then Johnny Griffin comes in and unleashes just a stream, about 4.5 minutes into 9 minutes on, halfway through, he comes in just as a stream of notes and builds an intensity, and then for the next minute and a half, and then there's a cutting contest by the 7 minute mark, and you'll see the sort of back and forth with Wes Montgomery on guitar, Johnny Griffin on tenor, and a little bit from Jimmy Cobb on the drums, including a little quote of Salt Peanuts, another Dizzy Gillespie song. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, because I think if you want to hear the song that, in my view, really shows this group and how they came together for this performance, and hear them really pushing each other, this is it. Blue and Boogie, right here on 52nd Street. We'll be right back. There you have it. Blue and Boogie, the Dizzy Gillespie song. Just, I think, the best track on that album. Just a lot of fun. And you can hear they're having a lot of fun, but they're pushing each other too. And some great musicianship all the way through, especially those little trades at the end. Coming up next, I said we're going to do two in a row. We're now going to do two in a row. We're going to hear Caraba, which is a blues minor with a bit of Latin feel. It's just a nice kind of straight ahead. It's a Wes Montgomery song that he writes, and they really come together nicely on this one. Johnny Griffin, I have to say, you know, it's interesting because he has such a big sound and he has such a hard sort of edge in his playing, but plays beautifully throughout this. And you know, here, just in my view, you'll hear the solos for about solos for a couple of minutes on this song, actually, and it just adds to the song, right? And great musicians will add to the song. And then Wes Montgomery is going to come in around just before the 6-minute mark and playing a little bit of a tribute to Charlie Christian, who is a hero of his. And then after that, we're going to hear the old Harold Arlen Johnny Mercer tune, the Arlen Mercer tune, Come Rain or Come Shine. We think of this one, Come Rain or Come Shine, as being a ballad. Here it's a bit of an up-tempo kind of swing. Some nice brushwork on the drums, and again, just some good solo work overall. So can start it off a little bit slower and then move it up to a nice little track with Come Rain or Come Shine. But let's start with Caraba right here on 52nd Street. Thank you.
Thank you.
appreciative audience shows our thanks for this great little quintet that we're listening tonight. The first time we played it on the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is, of course, 52nd Street, and we are doing our summer concert series. And this one, of course, live at Subo, beautiful Berkeley, California, from June of 1962. Wes Montgomery with Jimmy Cobb, Paul Chambers, and Wynton Kelly, along with Johnny Griffin on the tenor saxophone. Johnny Griffin's going to sit out this last one. Our last track of the evening is just a nice straight-ahead kind of ballad that's recorded called Born to Be Blue. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I can't tell you I have. I think there's some tracks here that were absolutely fantastic, including Love That Blue and Boogie. Until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening. Here now, Wes Montgomery with Born to Be Blue. Have a great week. Thank you.
There is something for everyone at Black Market Provisions, including food options for vegans, vegetarians, and even some great gluten-free choices. Make sure to add one of their world-famous sweet treats like their dark chocolate sea salt cookies to your order. Owned by couple Angela and Oana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
50 to 60 years ago, people were introduced to
Rock and Roll High School.
101.5 UMFM.
I'm Riff Randall, rock and roller.